When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, when it comes to sports, there's really no shortage of conspiracy theories, but some stand above all the others. With the NBA draft upon us, we're revisiting one of the biggest conspiracy theories in sports history. Whether the first ever draft lottery in 1985 was rigged with a frozen envelope to send Patrick Ewing to the New York Knicks. And to do so, we're bringing in some heavy hitters in SI senior writer Chris Herring and Howard Beck, as well as my former co-worker, now with Crooked Media, Jason Concepcion. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. In general, do you believe in conspiracies?
Yes, but not as often as I think conspiracy theorists would like me to believe in them.
That's Chris Herring.
I like conspiracies often as entertainment, but I find myself to be a pretty rational person who generally subscribes to the idea that when something looks like a conspiracy, very often it's incompetent people trying to cover how incompetent they were.
That's Jason Concepcion, Knicks superfan, better known on Twitter as Network.
I do not generally believe in conspiracies, almost any conspiracies, and certainly not NBA conspiracies.
That's Howard Beck.
I am absolutely a pronounced conspiracy theory skeptic.
Where does the frozen envelope conspiracy theory rank among the many NBA conspiracy theories?
The frozen envelope might be the mother of all NBA conspiracy theories.
I think to the average NBA person, it's near the top.
It's a cute one that ultimately doesn't hold up for me.
It makes a lot of sense. If you want to believe conspiracies, this is one that enough of the things dovetail together.
I don't know that there were NBA conspiracy theories of any note prior to that lottery.
It's had obviously a lot of staying power.
And I think it has kind of paved the way for this cottage industry of NBA conspiracy theories.
It would be very clear to see how the NBA would benefit from having the draft rigged in that way, if that was your thought.
All right, so 1985 draft lottery was the first of its kind. Put in perspective how momentous an event that was, because that was the first one.
So the very first NBA draft lottery, you know, the league realized it had a tanking problem. Go figure. But to fix tanking, they decided we need to not have the worst team in the league just automatically get the top pick. That's how it had been for a very long time. So what's the best solution here? Well, I don't know. Why don't we just take the worst teams, put their names on these cards, these big cards in these envelopes that nobody can see, throw them in a tumbler, crank that thing up, grab one. The first one we grab gets the top pick.
At the time, it was still kind of a new thing. So people didn't really know how closely are people going to watch, how much are people going to care.
And it happened to coincide with the year that
Patrick Ewing,
who's coming out of Georgetown and was thought by many to be this generational Bill Russell-esque star,
who was going to be by far the overwhelming choice for the number one pick.
People thought that he really might be the next Bill Russell, you know, as far as titles are concerned, the winningest player in NBA history.
It upped the importance of that lottery and of that draft, because whoever won the lottery was going to win Patrick Ewing, and their franchise was going to be set for a very long time.
That was the thought, is like whoever wins this lottery is going to get a player that could dominate the league for the next 20 years, 15 years.
So the league got lucky in the 80s. They end up with Magic in Los Angeles. They end up with Bird in Boston, two big markets, storied franchises. And then you've got the Knicks. Explain why it was so important for the league to have a big player and a good team in New York.
I think that they would love it if stars were in certain markets. This is like saying, do you want to make more money? Of course you do. You know, because here's how the NBA makes money. Ticket sales. Okay, well, guess what? The Knicks are going to sell out. They're going to sell out every fucking game if they have a star there.
And so then you've got Patrick Ewing. And if he joins the team, all of a sudden, they have a bankable star name in the biggest market.
That's 8 million people.
And the league really needed a shot in the arm. TV was not really a huge thing as far as the NBA was concerned.
If you have more potential eyes on your product, then you can charge more for your advertising and you can make more money and you can grow your league. It's really that simple. Like, that is the big market advantage in a nutshell, is just more built-in audience. It's a butts in seats business.
And of course, they had an incentive for a team like the Knicks to win the lottery.
Because the Knicks at that time, stop me if you've heard this before, had been in pretty bad shape.
The Knicks were a team that at one point was one of the most important teams in the league, but lately had not been that good. Stuff was pretty desperate and pretty dark for the Knicks at the time.
Very little success in the playoffs, several losing seasons, not a team that was really going anywhere, and not a franchise that was able to live up to its lofty status as a all-time great franchise that had won a couple championships in the early 70s.
The New York Knicks were among the teams that had been bad, and so they were among the teams that were in the running.
The Knicks were a part of that conversation, but weren't really favored in it.
The idea of being able to win the rights to draft Patrick Ewing to set this historic franchise in a position to contend for years to come was huge.
When the Knicks did win the lottery, they instantly made Patrick Ewing's first game at the Garden one of the games that they opened the season with. And so the Knicks went from one of the worst teams in the NBA that nobody would ever want to watch to being like a marquee, please watch this game. This is like our season opener because Patrick is the one that gets drafted here.
This is the beauty of this thing, right? It sounds so logical. Oh, if all the stars were in the biggest markets with the most eyeballs watching TV, then the league generates that much more revenue, and therefore, they're going to do everything possible.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's bring in David Stern to this equation. He's one of the most powerful and successful commissioners in any sport in history.
David Stern was incredibly savvy, incredibly smart.
He was just a very powerful person who understood how to market the league, understood how to grow it, and played a tremendous role in turning it into an international behemoth.
David Stern was no fool, and the league's TV contract was about to come up, and this is something that could completely shift the nature of how much money was going to be made on that contract, depending on where Patrick Ewing landed.
And I think this is really one of the first hallmarks of his legacy.
He wanted the league to be a big commercial entity and a worldwide phenomenon. Magic and Bird helped put it there, but he was looking for more to help it become that. Michael Jordan was not who he would later become yet. And so Patrick was a guy and a piece that could help do that.
If he wanted to manipulate the 1985 draft lottery and steer Ewing to the Knicks, could he have done it just through sheer force of will?
Sure.
Theoretically, yes.
I guess. Like, dude was pretty smart. That doesn't mean he's capable of it or would have done it, but is he smart enough? I guess.
Take us through the frozen envelope theory as you understand it.
So they ran the ping pong balls.
The drum will now be turned to further mix the envelopes, and then I will conduct the drawing.
David Stern picks up an envelope.
The team whose logo is in this envelope will have the first pick in the NBA draft. Second pick in the 1985 NBA draft goes to the Indiana Pacers. The horseshoe works. Basketball is back in New York City, my friend.
Now, a lot of the conspiracy comes from the kind of like funky way he handles the cars. He bangs them around a little bit, and there's like a weird shuffling motion that he has with the envelopes.
He was reaching and feeling around to try to make it like, oh, I don't know which one I want to take. I'm going to try to, you know, kind of rearrange these a little bit just so it's not the first one I reach in and grab.
The idea here is that he was looking for the right one.
People have talked about the idea of whether there was a cold envelope or, you know, is there a different temperature to one of the envelopes or not? Or when you put the envelopes into the drum, and these envelopes are pretty big, mind you, that if one of the sides is bent, can you just kind of feel around to feel which envelope feels different than the others? So
he could tell which would be the Knicks envelope.
That's the one that he wants to grab.
It all hinges on the fact that the incentive structure was so great for the league to pick New York number one that they decided they had to make sure it happened.
All right, last one for you. Bottom line, do you think the 1985 draft lottery was fixed?
Absolutely, positively not.
No,
I don't believe it was fixed.
It's fun to talk about. It's fun to theorize on. But there is not a shred, not a single shred of evidence of any sort to back this up.
I just don't see the Mission Impossible aspect of this scheme.
If they were willing to do things to help the New York Knicks get stars, they're doing a really bad job in general.
It breaks down as soon as you start going through, I don't know, almost every single lottery other than the Patrick Ewing one, because these superstars keep ending up via the lottery. Charlotte, Orlando, New Orleans. The NBA lottery routinely awards top three picks to small markets.
The Cleveland Cavaliers getting numerous number one picks in a decade. Why don't we think that's fixed? Or why are we not incredulous about that?
If the NBA were truly trying to manipulate the entire system and make sure that the stars went to the biggest markets, then they're doing a really crappy job of it, historically speaking.
I also think that there's no way that it would have been kept this secret.
The logistics of this alleged lottery fixing, how it could have been done, how many people would have known, who would have actually done it.
The circle of this would have to be so small. Where is the freezer? Who set up the fridge? Who put the envelope in the fridge? Was it David that did all of that? Who watched the balls? Like, there were other people involved in this, and for none of that to leak?
Is there a single person who's ever attested to this who would be in a position to know? No, not even anonymously.
It would be the biggest fucking story in sports. Imagine the podcast numbers on that story. Imagine the book sales. Like, if that story existed, it would have come out by now.
People, when you've got a really good conspiracy, I think a lot of times we hear the answer from the people involved. They deny it to the bone. We still would prefer to believe the conspiracy instead because it's more interesting. And I kind of feel like this is one of those instances where absolutely, there were people that had an opportunity to really benefit, and there was an incentive here. But I kind of feel like the conspiracy aspect of it is more entertaining, and so I think we keep it alive that way because of that.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this. One of the more preposterous ones that I do like, because it was the height of like mid-80s stupid sci-fi, that David Stern was wearing infrared glasses.
Come on. That's absolutely insane.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.